Backwoods, and we were a part of several fundraisers to create an awareness for and money for the center. I recently ran across a thank you from Jerry Gideon for part in fundraising for the building for our community, okay, that was greatly needed. This center has been the backdrop of gatherings of all types, reunions, weddings, anniversary and graduation parties, birthdays, benefits, and those in need, business meetings and organization dinners, garage sales, dances, can't read that word, auctions, and yes, even churches. I myself went to the river when it first began in the Taney Center before they were purchased their own ground. Without Taney Center, where else can our community go for a large-sized event? We have few, if any, viable options. Anything else in too far to drive or too expensive to rent for the average groups. The Taney Center is centrally located for a reason, and it gave everyone in the county access to a great venue. okay. I have officially read them into the record. Thank you. One question I'd have is where does $125,000 go? Is that a good question?
Well, I was told that it had to be given to a nonprofit organization, and
that church is a nonprofit organization, so they could give their own money back to them.
That your board would make that decision.
Yeah. My board wouldn't.
When you guys in that letter share again, I apologize. I've obviously done a lot of the events at the Taney Center when we did political things.
Sure.
So that's my main familiarity with it. So were people able to actually buy shares, or is that just a way for them?
No, you bought them.
So
it was like $100 or something.
So
a share.
Do they technically own shares in that?
That's what I understood. I never did myself own it. I mean, Mrs. Crable, she was kind of the one that got it going in my memory. And there are so many of the people that did are gone. But I know we'd go there and cook chickens, man. I hated cooking chickens. They put too far out, you know. Good pig roast, you know. I have no idea how the thing was set up, but I'm of the opinion that, I mean, if someone has to, knows a good attorney and could get a cease and desist.
Again, we can't practice law. We're not attorneys.
Yeah. I'm not talking about y'all.
It sounds like what you would probably need, because if the sale's supposed to happen tomorrow, you might be able to get a temporary restraining order.
Yeah, that's what I'd think.
I would think of a group this size, you should probably be able to do something. I appreciate the concern. I appreciate
Seriously, Brandon,
can I hit off? No, the sale's not going to happen.
I mean,
you don't have to be worried about
the
sale tomorrow.
I agree with what Sheila said. I have no idea why we're even here. I mean,
well, I'll be honest with you. When
I don't know what it has to do with the commission.
When,
you know,
when I saw a discussion of parcel number, I honestly thought that was something that the collector was going to bring to us.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, well, okay, there's something with that specific parcel, maybe the taxes wasn't paid. I didn't even look up what the parcel number was, because numbers are thrown at us all the time.
Sure.
So I was not, when I walked in, I was not expecting this, just to be perfectly honest with you. But anyways, I appreciate your concern. I appreciate you know, the outcry. Mm-hmm. I don't know what solutions we can provide.
I don't either, but I mean, I guess they just wanted to be a voice or something.
Right. No, and I understand that.
But I honestly think if we could get a temporary restraining order
could be wrong on that term.
And I don't know if the Secretary of State would have if they're registered through the Secretary of State and
Attorney General's office.
Is that, are
it
they,
has to be filed with them.
Yeah, and you know, it would tell what, I mean, to me, if it was a, I don't know how many Bob said there was supposed to be on there, but you know, if it's supposed to be a 10-person board and there's only four on it, they don't even have a quorum to make a decision anyways.
And those are all great points and great questions for, if there's a group of concerned citizens, which it seems that there is, I would probably recommend trying to find a good attorney that would at least tell you what your options would be. Yeah.
I thought that Jeremy was going to be here too.
Yeah.
Scott Starrett.
I'm here in law, but it's great for Scott Starrett.
Yeah, I've met.
Yeah, you could be sitting there.
No,
I've had numerous calls, and that's not because it is.
Yeah, and I'll just come forward and say very little. And I know Doug's talked to Jeremy, but that's beyond any intent the church had of making the controversy in the county. So there's no rush of anything that's going to be done that I know of after talking to Jeremy yesterday. So let's just get our bearings and see where we're at. And there's no sale tomorrow happening. I mean, they were going to meet tomorrow, the board, so.
Are they still? They're,
as far as I know. And as far as I know, they're open public meetings, so that's really kind of where this focus should probably go. Well, but our intent is beyond, I mean, not any intent to make controversy, so.
Okay.
Well, this meeting was called because no one knew about it.
Right.
You know, this has been, and that's part of the concern of the public.
Right.
Because no one knew about it. And I don't think anyone has concern with who rents the building,
right,
as long as they maintain it and don't damage it. It's just a matter to take it for a personal use, away from the community.
And we understand that.
It's really concerning. And
I'm not sure that that was even the intent. So we got a lot of things wheeling around here that aren't. Doug knows. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's rolling a little fast. But that's not the intent, I don't believe.
Anything we do, transparency is a key to it all,
right,
to avoid this.
Right.
So the meetings, at the appointed time was at 10 o'clock in the morning for the meeting, the sale, but
right,
that's put off,
well,
right?
No, I mean, there might have been some contract looking at, but there's no sale.
But, I mean, that's off.
No, I can't address that. I just know that we're not in rest at the Taney Center is where they meet.
So,
10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I think concerned citizens probably be a good place to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
And it sounds like you guys can.
You know, there's been a lot of people through the years donate time and effort and money to this. I know Glenn Woody, when we were having square dances for the Save a Lot is now, he had come by, pay his way in, mm-hmm, and leave. You know, people, it was a donation. And the shares of stock in the nonprofit corporation was a donation. They didn't intend to receive any back. HRO donated the building. Most of those folks are dead and gone. There's 11 people on the articles of the corporation. There's two of them left alive. We've got C.J. Gailey and Rodney Powell. All the rest of them, it's like Susie Correll, old school, remember those people. Barbara Dorgan, Roy Donahue. You know, it's been there a long time for the community. And a lot of people have sacrificed to keep it there for the community. And it's really concerning to me personally to take it out of the communities.
We understand that, so.
Yeah. not all people's management skills match what they're trying to manage. But most everything I ever had anything to do with, there was an annual meeting and a notification of when the meeting was and people were voted on, and I can't call the name one person that, you know, and tell me if there was, you know, any of these people were ever voted on being on that board.
The one other thing to address is, was Bob, did he leave?
Yeah.
But anyway, when he's mentioning about the money, no, no, that's not, the money flipping back, that, no. Oh, did you? Okay. No, that would never happen. No way, no how. There was a plan for that, but you'll have to talk to the board. You know, any kind of funds, the board had a plan for that, you'd have to talk to them. So.
I've been receiving calls for a couple of weeks, and they got more frequent and later. My last one was 11 o'clock last night. And I shared that the county commission has nothing to do with it. They're wanting, if they turn it over to a nonprofit organization, then I was asked if they wanted to turn it over to the county. And then one suggestion was that, like one of you gentlemen over there said, is keep it as it is. Just elect a board and let them manage it and keep it as it is. And the county has nothing to do with it. It's, but I'm glad to hear that they don't want to harm the community, take it away from them. And you guys will get together tomorrow, sound like, and everybody maybe have more questions answered.
Is the county willing to take it over and maintain it? And
we don't
know. Would that be something that could be discussed?
Hold on. So whenever when Sheila says we have no control over, we have nothing to do with it, we have no legal standing, we have no legal